the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you.
It's Monday.
June 23rd, 2025. Seems like it's been a week since I've said that.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't been here in a bit, but I've been here.
I feel like I haven't been here. You sound like one of those paranormal investigators. I feel like this is, I feel a heaviness in this room, guys. Yeah, I mean, nobody's been in here for like 40 years. It's skunky mildew. It's a heaviness, though, guys. There's something going on in here.
You sound just like the guy we got that one time who guided our tour, and then I tried to go somewhere that was off limits, and he kind of looked and said, I wouldn't go down there.
I wouldn't go down there, man.
So I was thinking, like, oh, okay, it's part of the show or tour. We'll go down there. And he's like, nope, a little too dark. It's not a part of the tour. I was like, okay, damn.
What did that mean?
I don't know.
Is that where, like, the... And you're not talking about like a Mad World or anything like this. Was a place that was allegedly haunted.
This was a legit tour. It's where you go, where you're going to go, and then you get the gimmicks. And that's where they start playing with the gimmicks.
You know what? My, it's weird. I'd like to see like a parallel version of it just to see like what my teenage years would have been like with the internet. What that would have been like, because like there was nothing better than always hearing about and I know you're probably thinking, God, they're not there again, they're talking Halloween crap, it's June 23rd, they're not there, they're talking Halloween, it's an old show. I just said the date, it's June 23rd. What's some things that happened over the weekend that I can timestamp? You'll know that I'm we're really here live.
We took over Iran.
Well, you know, it's not three. Stop with it. It's not. It's not three. No. It's like 2.9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 I think that's literally what they say now. It's not five tilts, hair behind.
Time and weather.
But you always heard the... I know the whole story now, so save your fingers. Texting it in, because I know. But, you know, actually, I know the... I don't know them, but I know the people who own it now. But anyway, the old Devil's Mansion up on Paris Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Three times in creepy. High school went up there.
And creepy place.
Didn't see anything scary. I'm fine to say it now. It's been a while. Smoked some marijuana up there. Oh. And digitally inserted myself into that of a woman.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Is this going on at the same time?
That's no, a lot. No. It's a lot there.
No, I ended up burning her accidentally.
I pictured that, you know, you're rolling the joint. And as soon as you stick it in your mouth, you start, you know, doing your thing.
Oh, well, it was, too. That's another thing. You buttholes with your raw cones sitting there. Oh, just twist it. Ah, back in the day, you had to have a little plate laid out and everything. It looked like you were rigging up something to do something really hardcore. You were just smoking a doobie.
Till you saw the little magic black box, the J-O-B machine.
Like, what does that do, Daddy? I could never do that. Like, I couldn't draw the Metallica S, which there's no S in Metallica. I don't know why it's called
it's
that.
Not. Whatever Stussy is, that's what I thought it was called. Like, what is that?
Stussy.
Is that like a skateboarding brand or surf brand?
I don't know. Maybe that's what they call a stupid pussy.
Was
you, Stussy.
What?
It's like a rom-com.
For some reason, cool to wear surfer stuff in 5 hours inland from the beach.
It went hand in hand with the skater world for some reason. Like, I would sit there and have the Where is the Animal Chin shirt. But then I would also, you know, have the... TNC Surf Shop, I think. It was the one with the yin-yang on it.
It was that or the freaking Rusty shirts.
Rusty, I don't see now. You a hair behind me in chronological order.
You'd have all the Rusty surfboard shirts people would wear. Or the Billabong.
Oh, okay. Billabong.
Billabong.
Yeah.
That and Rusty. That's like you see the Salt Life stickers and you're like, oh, okay, you're from the beach. Nope.
No.
From Greenville.
No. You lake life.
Yeah, lake life.
You man-made lake life is what you are. You ain't even got a real natural one. You man-made lake life. Your fish swim in your great-grandma's old house that's still under the water where they ran them out because they needed to dam up the water for energy and also to hide some old architecture probably.
You know, that's a cool story you should tell more as far as, like, you know, one of your first hooking up stories.
Oh.
Smoking weed and doing what you did to that girl.
Yeah. Well, she was cool with it.
It's like, was she like, give me a shotgun?
Oh, my God.
And then do that. Keep doing that. Give me a shotgun, too.
There's no happy ending there.
That is a fun way to kind of slide in the door.
Oh, my God.
Is to do that. Unless you have one of those rambunctious kind of, you know, that she would probably like get down with a girl, but you know she'd probably, she's screwed around with dudes too, that kind of girl. She's like, come here, I'll give you a shotgun. You're like, all right. And then that's it. She just like blows in your mouth real hard and then walks on.
Hmm.
I'm like, I thought we had a moment there for a minute. Her lips were touched.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to ask this.
I was trying to run my tongue around her teeth.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Make sure they're real. You ever done that? You ever kissed a girl and ran your tongue across one of her teeth? Says, oh, it's a cap. That's a cap. I can tell.
That is so weird.
I can tell by the enamel on it. That's a capper.
She's like, what are you doing?
Fake teeth. Are you going to break up with her?
You know what? There was one time, not that I was in a relationship with. I kissed and I thought the front of, and I'm a very passionate kisser. I'm on target.
I love kissing.
But it's sloppy. Like, I'll get sloppy.
Well, sometimes it's good. It's sloppy.
And you just sit there and, you know, you licking all over stuff and all of a sudden you're like, man, them teeth didn't feel natural. Something about it.
And that's a turn off? Because I was, you know.
I can't say it's a turn on because I'm thinking either like she smoked crack in the past.
I feel
she
like
hung
she
out with the mayor of Toronto or who, Rob.
I can't wait to watch that.
I know. I added it to my thing this week.
Because he's no longer with us.
Oh,
yeah, he passed
God,
away.
I was sitting there thinking like, what happened to him? And it's weird. He and Chris Farley both so similar and passed, left out at the same time.
I feel like she would stop you if she caught you running the tongue across it. She should.
I mean, it's not literally that, but like, you know, you get your tongue in there. You're like, you still got your tonsils.
What is she? we'll fix that in a second. What if she's like, I want a shotgun. Huh? But she don't want it up here.
Oh.
That's the only way I can know how to ask.
That wasn't even talked about when I was
so
in high
kinky.
School. I didn't know. I thought that was like, yeah, that's you getting a certified trip to hell if you do that.
You're way beyond my level.
Would that ruin it?
I can't do that. Yeah, that's not my level.
No. I picture this happening at Poinsett Bridge, actually. Not the place you
said. No, it was Crybaby Bridge.
What if you were with some girl and she goes, the only way you can get off if you do
like, if that's the only way she could get there is if you gave her a shotgun down there?
Oh, man. No, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the front door or the,
I don't know.
What if she said, you know what,
sliding glass door.
She said both. She said, save something for the back.
That's the only way.
Take a big hit.
Good
and just,
Lord.
Know, run around the house. You know what
I was going to say one big hit and then go in because I wouldn't want to hit
really?
In between right there on your perineum.
Because she says that's the only way I can reach a happy spot.
Oh, what if that's where she wanted you to put out the joint? Like, you know.
Put it out there?
Yeah.
No.
She's like, oh, go ahead.
I'm crying.
Ash it.
Stop it. Please.
Ash it there.
Too much.
So, yeah, you're getting some wild stuff.
I cannot.
And I couldn't tell because you didn't have dreadlocks or a Grateful Dead shirt or anything like that.
It's time for me to go home.
You don't have
happens.
Armpit hair. I didn't know.
Oh, goodness.
This is all the worst stuff, to be honest with you.
It is. It's actually, we recorded this in December. We did. We said we're recording this in December and we're saying, immigrants, you have nothing to worry about. Everything's going to be just fine. Everything's going to be fine. Property value will stay up, and all of that. And I didn't keep up with it this weekend. I guess I.
I enjoyed people's takes on what happened Saturday night, though. Like, you know, like they're five-star generals all over Facebook.
Meaning Iran?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, you know what this means, right? Like, you know what we did to Iran, right? I'm like, oh, please tell us. What does all this mean? Please weigh in, Colin Powell, because, you know, I'd love to know.
I remember the one thing that I will remember about all of that. I'd love to find out the year, and I can do that with my digital inserting fingers here.
Yeah, I'm inserting find that girl on the now. Keyboard. I don't know if she would want to admit to that.
What's his? Help me out. Matt Man Match Game. He was the one who got, he was the patsy for Iran-Contra hearing.
Dang it. Some would say Reagan, but that's not true because he should have paid for those weapons and he took them back.
Yep.
Then Obama had to pay for them, and people didn't like that.
Well, he also apologized for it, which is like, you're a puss.
God, I can't help it. Possessed by the devil.
If that girl were here, she would have been like sucking it down.
Oh,
like, you know,
man,
like,
give me a hit of that belch.
That burp.
I don't know how to. I
burp in my face.
I'm going to. I'm going to. Can I get help from a friend? My friend's name is.
You get one lifeline, that's all you get.
It's Gougelet.
It's like, I already had a shotgun your south mouth. Now you want to freaking suck my burp.
I know. Every time I see somebody wearing one of those shirts, it's like, put some south, some south in your mouth. And I'm like, ugh. You don't know what you're saying. I bet more than just your armpit stink.
They got dude deodorant now, I saw in the store. Mando.
Dude deodorant.
For all over your body.
My God. You know what?
Feet and ass age.
You know what's going to happen? Before it's all over with, they're going to let little girl babies use dude wipes. And that's not cool.
That more than just my armpit stink.
God, we need to.
Too soon.
If it says dude on it, damn it, then it's only for dude. If you're a woman and you buy my balls McButter to rub on your skin because it makes you feel soft, I don't like it.
It's going
to
make you a lesbian.
It's not true.
If you use dude wipes. This product will cause gender confusion.
What if that happens? It's a solid manipulation.
Oh, I hope not. That's too much work.
Oliver North. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Platt. It's not right.
Yeah. I just remember when I heard that going on, I was thinking, all right, Contra. Great video game.
That's immediately what I think of.
Yep. Up, up, down, down. You left, left.
Lay right, down right. And shoot the little eyeball in the middle.
Select start. Go to town on it.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. That and Legend of Damn Zelda.
I don't remember that.
I had a notebook that I would write little notes down, like, don't forget.
He's like, dude, you cannot beat it with a Game Genie. And if you say you could, I'm going to call you a liar.
I never had any of the gloves, the turbo, nothing. Big old joysticks, whatever the hell it's called.
You had the trackpad, though, didn't you?
For what? We used it to, like, have when we wanted to eat in the living room. We'd lay it out on the floor and use it as like we were having a picnic.
Man, come on. I love when people would sell them at a yard sale. Like, they're all worn
gently
off.
Gently used. Shoot, most of them I didn't think ever got worked. It was like the it's the other one. God bless her. Mary had one. She got out of the nursing home at one of the video games.
She had a Wii, right?
Yes, that was it. That was it.
I like bowl on it, Matthew.
I like...
I'm like PDW on here.
P. Weber.
Yeah, cross chop. Right. That's Dick's boy.
Is it?
Both Hall of Famers, father-son combo.
Wow.
Waiting for Tommy Jones to have a kid to go in the Hall of Fame with him.
But the world, I swear, your world of... What was the story of how you know all this? Did you have a mom or dad that was in a bowling league, fat boy, and you wanted to, like, entertain them with knowledge or something?
No, I was trying to do it. I was trying to get into it. Which is a bigger scene than I thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
There was
plus, you got to be like 60.
There was a local bowler named Brian Osteen I used to know. He would bowl in tournaments on the weekends, like trying to qualify for PBAs. And it got into it that way.
Public displays of affection?
Professional Bowlers Association, the qualifying tours.
PBA, okay. He kissed my ass now.
So I was never good enough to go to those, but it's a big scene. And Tommy Jones is from Simpsonville. He's big in the PBA.
Oh, he's a swinger then.
Oh, I didn't think of it. He's got to be right.
That's where all the swingers live, we found out.
If you see an upside-down bowling ball, yeah, you know it's his house.
Oh, man. If the thumb is on the bottom. No, if the thumb's on top, that's Tommy's house.
Thumb's up top. God. I started wearing flame shirts like Parker Bone, trying to dress like
these
guys.
Oh, man. You look like you went to freaking... Guy Fieri's freaking yard sale. He's sitting there wearing a bowling shirt that just says Hot Wings.
I was like, is that Guy Fieri? No, it's Parker Bone. Fieri. This is a Fieri. There's no T. It's not F and Fieri.
Fieri.
It's freaking Fieri, like the car.
There ain't no... I can't get over Thalfa. Like,
Thalfa.
It's like, that's the way we... I don't do it because I came from a generation where if you tried to say stuff like Samoa, people would make fun of you and say, You're still in their culture because you're trying to pronounce it correctly.
Samoa.
Or Turkey. I don't mention other countries in conversation anymore, as not to offend anyone. I mention America first.
Do you think Thotha was a code for like a, let's say you're at a certain Mexican restaurant, the busboy comes up and he's like, Thotha, I'm getting traffic. Please help me, I'm getting traffic right now.
Thotha, help. But he's written it in Spanish and I can only speak it. I can't read it.
What does this mean, buddy? Like,
Los Helpo. What is that? Should I save room for that? Is that dessert?
El Trafico. Esta noche, mio Trafico.
Your Spanish is getting better.
The other day, they had put a sombrero on Jasper, and the waiter got in the booth with me. He was trying to confuse me to take him home with me and leave my grandson at the Mexican restaurant.
Wait, I thought it was like a, first off.
Reverse trafficking.
I know it's not his birthday, but that's a great idea.
No, it's not.
For like a kid at a Mexican restaurant for his birthday, he gets a sombrero.
Oh, I'm sure they do that. Although, I don't.
Sing La Cucaracha
too? That'd be the last thing I'd put on my head. Is a
sombrero.
Any hat that's been shared.
Yeah, that's gross.
Same birthday hat at a bar or
restaurant. Gotta put the drug rug on them too. Like, you gotta
have you gotta do that.
Yeah, hey, three amigos.
I'll bring Banjo over and they can ride the kid in on a donkey.
What else is the donkey doing when he's not escorting kids in for the birthday?
It's a show. It's like the Undertaker.
It's like the Blink 182 song, Fell in Love with the Girl at the Donkey Show. Yeah, you want the special show? You got to go out back, mano.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Bring your wife and your sister, eh?
So,
I'm just kidding.
It wasn't funny, so it's cool.
They don't do donkey shows in Mexican restaurants.
They don't.
No.
They don't serve it either. I don't know what they, what happened. I was asking somebody that the other day, and it's one of the things where they just put the finger on the bottom of their chin as to say, I'm thinking, and never come back with anything.
No.
Like, what happens to donkey meat? What happens?
Donkey meat. I'm sure that's somebody's nickname somewhere.
What's up, donkey meat?
I hope they
know. Give me that donkey meat and them big old legs.
Oh.
What happens to donkey meat?
I hope they don't eat them.
Why not? Like, why?
Is that a good nickname? Like,
because they're cute.
But I say the same thing
horses
about.
Either.
I don't want
to
eat my cow, but God, I
can't eat cow.
You got also.
You
good.
Are full of mud.
Longhorn cows are really good.
I've not been to there in years.
It's hard for me to eat cow.
I'm not a big fan of those Australian cows, but the other ones are pretty good.
I keep thinking of Fred.
I've got a Yankee cow. I've got one from Jersey.
Boom! Boom.
But it's a little one. It's a little one. It's like Joe Pesci.
You mother. Get these udders.
Oliver North was the question. I don't know if I repeated that or not.
Lots of patsies throughout the time, especially Lee Harvey Oswald.
There's been so many. Jack Ruby. We could go on and on. Really, we could. To suit that up for you, the Leo Santa 28-hour show will start tomorrow. No, just kidding. It really is.
What's up, Bart?
It's almost there.
June 23rd. Yeah, halfway. God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, look at that. 6 months until, like, you really don't care about that person if you haven't bought their gift yet.
You're really not.
It'd be the 23rd. So, anyway.
She won't stop.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
But they got a whiff of, like, sardine on them when you do it. No, that was me doing that. That was me.
Sardine.
I got sick as hell last week. It wasn't COVID, and I assume it was the flu. I didn't get to see my new grandbaby for 5 days. That sucked.
Oh, you got a FaceTime.
We can FaceTime. Well, my daughter doesn't talk like that. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
We can FaceTime, Dad. She talks really fast. I'm like, I don't know. You're related to me. You talk so fast.
She don't sound like the other voice we do, so that's probably closer to what she sounds like. We go FaceTime, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your grandma. You better get your ass in the living room.
I know. My grandma never had that kind of vigor in her voice. It never did. So we're going to have some fun today. What are we going to do? We are going to we got a bunch of email that we can get to at some point if there's a need for it. In other words, like if we come to the table and there's calls running in and we got all this stuff, we'll go with that. I do have a public apology that I have not been asked by the company or the manager of said radio station to make. I'm doing it because I am a man. And when a man does something wrong, he often tries to find a patsy, but if there's not one available, okay, he will sometimes admit it himself. So I am going to go patsy free today, but sorry, I love Klein.
That. Okay, that's fine.
And your phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. Paige, yes, what is up in the Plex?
Well, this person says the hardest thing about being famous or having sudden fame is people wanting to have sex with them.
Oh. Jelly roll.
And I'll talk about that now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a...
I kind of want to see him without his shirt.
Can't help it.
Like, I would like to see what would happen in that situation where, like, I mean, I know he's married and all that stuff, but, like...
He's over 200 pounds lost. Like, he's lost a lot of weight.
See, where do you... You just Google him?
Jelly Roll's big, man. All these shows you watch, like...
I don't ever see him... I haven't seen him since all the weight loss, I guess.
You know, when you watch these local entertainment shows, you know, this Jelly Roll, you know, here, Jelly Roll there. It's either him or Bunny Roll.
Here a jelly roll, there a jelly roll.
Pretty much a jelly roll roll. Fester Roll, rest in peace.
Fester.
That was his grandmother. Uh-huh. She was she was on Good Times. Can't remember her name.
I wasn't allowed to watch it. So.
Well, you have racist parents. Had. Your dad's gone.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We start with a story about a person who says that the hardest thing about being famous is everybody wants to have sex with them. Do you think it's a guy or a girl?
You went, so I'm going to say woman.
I'm going to say guy. Yeah. Sounds like something a guy would say.
Well, you're right. I almost blew it. So
still could.
Yeah, I mean, we can make time. 7-1.
That's how the music starts.
Oh, boy. All right. So sudden fame happened at the age of 21 for this person, Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, quote, "What I found in terms of the lovely patriarchy was that at
the
that
lovely patriarchy
mm-hmm, was that at that time, if men couldn't F me, they didn't know what to do with me.
Friend her on MySpace.
Uh-huh. They couldn't friend her.
They wouldn't know what to do with her.
Let me friend you for a while, baby. That sounds weird.
You know, when I was growing up was the height of her popularity. So I got her a CD, but I never thought, like, she was, like, hot or nothing. Like, ooh, man, like, I want to hook up with
she's
her.
She's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, she's pretty. Yeah. I mean, she's Canadian, so. Yeah.
But it's like she went out of her way to not look good, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Tried to look ugly. She was good looking. Her documentary was great, too.
Plus, when her number one song was about going down on something in the theater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Her boyfriend.
Oh, is that what it was?
Which was Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey, yes.
Yes.
Strangest thing.
He was beating that up as a kid.
I like the
say.
Fact that she just hunkered down and wrote that stuff by herself.
Yeah, great writing, man. Just being mad or whatever at him. I mean, come on.
In the 90s, that was like
apparently
one of my
that's
favorites.
What drives the best music is. I mean, look at Taylor Swift. If she had stuck with that first boyfriend, like, everything would have been fine if Johnny Paycheck had never got divorced and shot that man in the head. His career would have not been the same.
What if we hear from a girl from Greenville who writes a song called "Got Blankered by a High Guy"? It's a crybaby pretty.
Blankered? Oh, I see. Nice, very nice.
That's a country song.
That's one of them where it was right there, and I had to reach up and grab it. Oh, I got you now.
By a high guy.
Like, hey, that song's about me. Like, I would tell everybody.
Well, it's, you know, that's one of those things, too. I'd always chuckle and get in trouble where we'd be watching some dramatic show and say, hey, we brought in the witness, and they fingered the suspect. And I'm like, what?
Boy, I missed that part.
Yeah, I didn't see that part. Must have been during a commercial. I had to run to the restroom.
Put that in the Law and Order list on Peacock, which got real gritty, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The I want to watch it now if it's dirty.
Oh, they cuss like hell, and there's more dead bodies.
You know, eventually we'll be able to as well.
Thank
John
God.
Cena dropped a MF the other night, or GD, pardon.
But you know what?
And a BS.
If they're doing it all the time, it's not going to be fun.
Well, I don't like ever seeing GD, okay?
Andy, did you hear who was shouting out? Dolph Ziggler and...
And Claudio.
Zack Ryder. And, yeah.
They're probably... I don't know. Claudio's AEW, or maybe he's about to go there or something.
Nobody else would have been like, you know, Paul wouldn't have been cool with anybody else doing it, right? He's like, John can do it, I don't care.
I thought it was, you know me, I hate the piss out of CM Punk, so I loved that evisceration. I loved it.
He's just laying on the table.
I was sitting there watching that about 4 o'clock Saturday. I didn't watch it live. And I was like, my God, this is... I'm going to order a John Cena shirt now. I love him. This is great.
You know what sucks is you got to lay there as Punk and take it for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, because all he took was a back bump through a table, so that's not like you're knocked out cold. So he just kind of lay there and take it with his back to him on the Slim Jim chair.
I would have fell asleep for real.
And by the way, I'm in my Spectrum Internet chair. How does it feel over there, guys? You like it?
Wait till we give you the Adam and Eve chair.
Oh, no. I don't know which direction is set in that one. Looks like an arm wrestling chair. It looks like a crowning chair. Yeah. I don't know.
You gotta do backwards cowboy and whatever they say.
Oh, okay. So she adds, she's an empath.
What does that mean?
That means that she's very hypersensitive. Extrovert, introvert, she's an empath.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a human being.
It's like her documentary. She didn't want to do it because, you know, and it was good. She didn't want to be in it.
And she says, quote, I have an anxious, depressive tendency.
Well, we all do.
Those who are sensitive are much more susceptible to their environmental information.
I had no clue that Taylor Hawkins was her drummer and that he left her to be in Foo Fighters.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Gosh, where have you been?
With me, I didn't know either.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that story.
That's some lesser known, I did not know.
And she told him, like, you're in my band, so it's about me. Like, you know, I'm the what people are coming to see.
Well, I feel like Dave said the same thing to him.
So I think he was trying to do both. He flirted with doing both.
Dave liked to be the center of attention. If you didn't agree with it,
you're out of here.
Well, Kurt Cobain didn't really like Dave Grohl as a drummer.
He also didn't hang himself, okay?
He didn't.
He did not.
Shot himself in the head.
Not at all. But, yeah, so...
Pat Smear is the only one that can come and go when he wants. Nobody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like the...
He's got a cool name.
He just kind of keeps to himself. Doesn't cause problems.
Yeah. He's a little ambiguous racially, which is fine, you know. This is a mystery that keeps going.
It kind of is. Because it's like, man, you play some heavy rock and roll, but I don't feel like you would bury your face into a woman for any amount of money.
At all?
I don't think.
I wouldn't think so.
If he does, great. If he does it, great. I don't care.
We don't know what
he's for us.
All right. Well, I'm Paige.
For those of you out there that hate gay people, they're giving you more opportunity for what you like.
They're trying to help you out.
Why?
Because if Fat Boy was gay, I said was. What? If Fat Boy was gay and we're at a bar right now and you're the last one here and it's 1:58 a.m.
I wish I was.
We're at a bar called Hot Dogs with a Z.
It would be so much easier if I wasn't attracted to boys.
All our bar stools have no seats on them?
Because I hang out with girls all the time, and if I found them so much interesting.
But if I found out, though, that he was gay, I'd be like, high five for being gay, because that means I will get this here.
Yeah.
If she's cool with it.
It's a free-for-all.
I like how his name reminds females to get checked up.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know this. His great-grandpa was Bob Guyne. Yeah.
Yep.
Bob, this is a family name. It's familial.
He had an uncle named T-Mash.
Oh, my God.
He did.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm Paige and those your eyes, guys.
You know what kind of internet he has? Speculum.
He does.
Oh, ew.
You're really looking at
it. You know, I do need to make that appointment.
Watch out.
I do.
Well, could you film it for the show?
Sure.
I got a speculum in the toolbox.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, boy, do you still have your sex swing in the office? We can maneuver something in here.
We can.
Nice.
Or we can use one of her bras if the swing's
one of the two.
Oh, my God.
Just walk it up either way.
I just need a yearly exam. That's all I need.
I would go daily on that if I were you.
Daily exam.
I need the breast check, you know, it's that time. For lumps.
That's a point, man.
And you're making no jokes about it.
I'm not. I need to do it every year. Yeah. It's time.
We'll do a little quick check. You're supposed to self-check.
But she's lump. She's lump. She's lump. They don't know use that one. That's probably good.
They don't. All right. They don't.
Thank you, Paige. Fat boy, sports?
There's a lot going on. We had a surprise retirement announcement over the weekend. Plus, this happened while we were out. I still want to talk about the Lakers. The most expensive sports franchise ever sold.
Yes.
Somebody bought it?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
We'll tell you. Yeah. He's starting to beef up his ownership portfolio.
Uh-oh.
I never thought the Lakers would be out of the Buss family. I understand why. I just never thought it would happen.
Yeah. You understand. But you know that Jenny going to keep a role.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be like, geez.
I don't know about her brother.
No, her brother won't be there. Jerome Bettis?
He was never good at running, you know, any part of the team. So
yeah. All right. We'll talk about that. And Fat Boy's going to tear his Achilles heel. Okay. We're going to do that right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
The Thunder took them by storm. Love it.
Look at that, Mike Breen. You genius.
They should have had Mike Seidel do it. That would have been really cool.
Well, for a special announcement of the last play, we got Jim Cantore.
How much did they have to pay AC/DC a year in just licensing fees? Thunder.
I wish this would have went to the Sonics. So people are now like, look, does this count as a Sonics title or a Thunder title?
It's a Thunder title.
Because, you know, Lakers, people that don't like the Lakers don't like to count those Minneapolis titles. But they were still the Lakers, so it counts.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You wouldn't have had the great Lou Alcindor without it.
Celtics fan don't like to count those Minneapolis titles.
Is that right, Jim Rome?
Lettuce. Oh, you say Rome, the boss is going to. That's a good way to get on the boss's good side.
Oh, really?
He loves Jim Rome. Talk about Mark Hendricks. Yeah.
Oh.
Like that guy. Like old V Smack. Yeah.
I thought it was Paul Roma. I've been saying the wrong name all these years.
Tony with the ribs.
Tony Roma.
Go Cowboys. The NBA today
you're
in sports.
Dick Prescott.
Today in sports history, Kyrie Irving was drafted first by the Cavs in 2011. Draft is Wednesday night. Cooper Flagg going to be the first pick.
Easily.
Load up on the autos now.
Going to the Mavs.
You know, I saw the 1-of-1 already. He's been pulled in North Carolina, so that was smart.
Perfect place for it to land.
Yep.
It's you always, if you notice, though, most of these stories now are turning into stories like someone who found like a Mona Lisa at the Goodwill. It's like, this is, it'll be a kid. It's never the guy on YouTube who's busting like 20 cases of the stuff to lose his mind on the internet after he got it. It's always, I just bought a couple packs and there it was.
If you have an eye for art, I'm not talking about Paige's brother.
Oh, okay.
But
he's cute.
I'm jealous, baby. That was weird. You shouldn't say that.
That was kind of weird. Handsome but cute is too far.
I always go to the thrift store like, man, I wish I could appraise this stuff by looking at it and see what it like, what's real or what it's worth, but I can't. I don't have an eye for art. There could be art laying at the Goodwill. Good art.
I hope not.
Laying out front. There, give me a drink. Trade your haircut for a shot. Oh, shout out to SG. You know where you went to high school, right? SGA.
No.
Where? A place called Hamilton Heights Academy in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Sweet.
Hey, won his MVP title. All in the same. He's Canadian, though, so you got to put up with that, but none of this.
Well, the name gives it away. Does, what do you think about KD?
Oh, yeah, KD getting traded to the Rockets.
He just, yeah, at this point, he's just a journeyman, right? I mean, he's awesome. I love him.
Because he's averaging over 20 points a game still.
I'd love, but he's one of those guys where I think of his shoes before I think of him with a certain team anymore. Like, I think it just Durantles. Yeah.
I think it's a good trade for both teams. You know, Jesus Christ.
There's a mouse.
There's a mouse with a gas problem. Don't kick it. It'll shark your shoe.
A stinky mouse.
Stinky mouse. The Rockets get off of Jalen Green, who's a bit of a ball stopper, so now he goes to Phoenix and he can deal with Brad Beal. But both teams really did get better.
Yeah.
They didn't have to give up Şengün or Amen Thompson.
Oh, what?
Yeah, watch it. Do you know
Amen Thompson was not going. He was a non-starter.
It should be Amen.
As far as the trade goes.
I thought he was named after the great Sherman Helmsley TV show. It's the difference between aunt and aunt. I don't know.
Aunt.
I never will call Aunt Esther Aunt Esther. She's Aunt Esther.
But we out of here. I got to tell you, since I teased it, John Jones officially retired from the UFC.
That's who it was. Okay.
He's going to be a strategic creator of dodging drug tests.
I thought you were going to say they were pulling him into the booth.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You got enough coke?
Yeah.
Maybe we'd hide up under the ring to dodge drug tests?
I know some local indie wrestlers that would do the same.
His brothers played in the NFL. I wonder if, like, you know, I don't know if he could beat up his brothers. They'd never fight. You know, like the Klitschko brothers would never fight each other. But still kind of curious. Could John Bones Jones beat up Arthur and or Chandler Jones? I'd like to see it. I would pay for that.
I would, too. I would like to see more, like, back in the day, you could have seen, like, a, you know, a Estevez fight.
Charlie and...
Or the Baldwins. They could have done a six-man with the Baldwins.
Yeah, they could have done a lot. Like, do that. Family fights. You do Frank and Sly. Stallone. Yeah.
And Steve Harvey, you can get a cut up. You can be the host. Somebody show me TKO.
How about Jean-Claude Van Damme and Rob Van Damme? They can start it out in the undercard.
Special guest referee Ron Simmons.
Oh, damn!
No, he would be he'd be the ring announcer. Rob Van.
Damn! Kid got taco neck syndrome.
Well, remember you that take your 90s? Kid to an NBA finals game, and you're okay. That's the player's kid. Well, like, he still daddy. Don't need to be there.
I know he don't care.
It's like on wrestling. You'll see a kid, like a 2-year-old, sitting there with them drag racing headphones on. Because it's so loud. It's like, you shouldn't be there.
I don't.
You're right behind the pyro.
It's Hardenstein's kid. He's like, Daddy, why was you benched in the first half of the final series anyway? Why don't you shoot enough, Daddy? Why was the only good game you had in the entire playoffs last night, Daddy?
You probably pulled Tyrese's Achilles.
Oh, did you see it pop? Everybody knows what that injury is now.
I don't seek those out. I won't watch the Sid Justice injury. That or Sid Vicious.
Oh, Psycho Sid. That was a work leg.
That was the...
That was a gimmick leg.
Paige, you jumped off the top rope, and you see his literal leg buckle, like, from the knee down. Like,
oh, no.
Talk about Sid Justice, a.k.a. Psycho Sid Udy.
Like the tibia?
Rest in peace.
His tibia broke? Or what, from the patella? What
his damn leg.
I don't know what bones are, but his leg broke.
Well, it used to be a dramatic show on Fox.
So that's the upper bone is the femur.
That ain't what I call it, but you can call it whatever.
Yeah, I call it a boner. All right, we're going to take a break on that one. And we're going to come back. We'll do a couple things. I have a public apology that I've not been forced to make.
Oh, that's good.
And when I said that earlier, people said, yeah, that's what people say when they're not forced. I'm not forced to make it. I haven't seen my boss in 2 months.
It's under your own violation, whatever that word is.
My own personal code of ethics.
Look at that.
I'm not apologizing for what I did. I'm apologizing for what happened afterwards.
Okay.
Plus, it's my rejoin week, so you're going to enjoy the hell out of this next song. I'm telling you, you're going to sit there and say, Matt, why are you doing this? And you're going to be like, thank you, Matt. Give it 30 seconds. Fatboy disagrees with that. Screw you. All right, good morning, everyone.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.